quite a significant amount of work had been done by the corporate policy group of the council, as well as all of the councillors around the different municipal districts. And I had taken a leading role myself personally in speaking to the director of finance, the county manager, and to others who were pulling together the budgetary book. I had spoken to the various people in various parties, had got a feeling for what they wanted. Coming into election year, it was important to me personally and to the rest of the council that two things wouldn't happen, that there'd be no increase in the local property tax and that there'd certainly be no increase in commercial rates because our businesses could not sustain that. That didn't happen. And then on the other side of it, we have been calling for years that we need more money in the housing maintenance section so that the people who live in our houses, the council houses throughout Donegal, if they need a repair or if there's something wrong in their house, that the council have adequate supply of money to correct that. And there is an increase of around €500,000 within that budget to ensure that in all the housing stock that we have can be kept up to spec. As well as that, I would have met with the council on numerous times about projects that needed funding, such as the state-of-the-art Arkle and Gidore that is in Gidore and is a resource for all of West Donegal and all of the Gaeltacht areas along the western seaboard of this island. And I would have reiterated the point that we needed to be funding, or at least co-funding, monies that was needed to keep that Arkland open. They'd done that. I also spoke to others in Gaeltacht then. They came on board and are happy to pay up to 50% of that. So those kind of collaborative approaches, whilst trying to be a fair budget and equally, I suppose I was very much of the opinion that no political party in politics should not have any part to play in it, that the book be good and that it's something that we could support as councillors, and that's what happened today. There was nobody trying to get one man up ship, nobody trying to do deals inside or outside of the council chamber. The book was good. What we wanted was in the book from the get-go, and we were in a position to get behind the book and to support it, and I'm glad to have led out on that.
Yeah, and as I was just going to say, as Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, I'm sure it was quite refreshing for you to see a day run as smoothly and as positively as it did.
I was delighted, actually, on a personal basis, as chairman of Donegal County Council, as chairing the meeting. There was a proposal made very early in the day that we adopt the book. It was said that other councillors wanted to have their say. Whilst they weren't opposing it, they wanted to have their say. So I decided at that point, with the proposer and seconder, that we would put that proposal on hold so that everybody would get their say. And that proposal was duly voted through, 28-2. Which was a pretty unanimous verdict and a comprehensive verdict that what was done and the direction the council are going in is very positive and the members are behind it. We would love to have more money, but unfortunately we neither have a printing machine nor do government want to give us more money. So we had to work within the parameters that we are confined to. But I think the use of money within the council and within the county is as councillors wanted it directed, and we are speaking on behalf of the constituents that we represent. So I feel that it's a good positive day for Donegal, and it's particularly positive when we're looking at things of a negative nature coming down the track, sort of such as Brexit, such as the fluctuation in sterling, but equally we need to be combating that with tourism, with good cross-border relationships, which we have, and a positivity that will reflect the opportunities that exist for people in Donegal, from an employment opportunity, from an educational opportunity, a business opportunity, and also, and maybe most importantly, a tourism opportunity where people can come and spend their monies and enjoy their time in Donegal as a positive, homely county.